It's springtime at the ranch, everybody. That means sun, warmer weather, green grass, and Lady Longhorns varsity softball on GRHS iRadio. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Coach Emily Witt's George Ranch squad is focused on winning the very competitive 26A district, moving on through the UIL playoffs, and bringing the first 6A softball championship crown back to the ranch. Lady Longhorn Softball is brought to you live on GRHS iRadio by the generosity of the GRHS ABC sponsors and with the continued support from the Lamar CISD Athletic Department and the George Ranch High School Administration. George Ranch Varsity Softball is brought to you live on GRHS iRadio, LCISD's first and only campus radio station in Richmond, Texas. Now, let's go out to the diamond and join Keenan Vaughn, Tom Tarando, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's Lady Longhorn softball game. And they stay there.
Live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, it's Lady Longhorns varsity softball, and it's the playoffs on GRHS iRadio. Hi again, everybody. I'm Tom Tarando. Julian Munoz will join me in a second. Keenan Vaughn is off at the senior prom today and tomorrow, and maybe he won't have to worry about anything tomorrow. The Lady Longhorns have taken a 1-0 lead in this best-of-three series with a 3-0 victory in Game 1. They got a run on a fielding error in the bottom of the second of Game 1, and then Mariah Garner's 2-RBI double was the difference. She did that in the bottom of the third and drove in Kate Dolan and Carlon Dees. Dees had doubled ahead of Dolan. Dolan reached on an error by Izzy Allen in the outfield. Then Mariah Garner's double, and that was it. A 3-0 victory for George Ranch. On the mound, Zaria Turner struck out 10 Lady Mustangs en route to a one-hit performance. And the best-of-three series is now in the pocket of George Ranch. They lead the series 1-0. If the Longhorns win Game 2 here coming up, then they'll face the winner of Jersey Village and Houston Lamar. Houston Lamar leads that series with a 6-3 victory last night. The two teams play again tonight in Game 2. If Lamar wins it, they'll move ahead and play the winner of George Ranch and Katie Taylor. Looking at by-district play as a whole, Travis plays against Cinco Ranch. Ridgepoint drew Tompkins. And Dulles drew number one, Katie, from 19-6A. So we'll try to keep you up to date on those happenings and how the other LCISD and 26A teams have done in these by-district playoffs with 19-6A. Take a break here. When we come back, we'll talk more about Game 1 and then get you ready for Game 2. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Softball on GRHS iRadio.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics on GRHS iRadio is brought to you all season long by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our GRHS Maroon and Black ABC sponsors are the Broughton Investment Firm, Greg Harris Insurance, and Mission Digital. The George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club Diamond sponsors are Audra O'Neill Team Realtors, Christina's Tax Services, Clark Condon Landscape Architectures, Caldwell Banker Shane Light Realtor, Customized Pest and Wildlife, Garrett and Boyd Orthodontics, NRL Mortgage, Kelly Rifle, Beth Wolf Real Estate, Memorial Hermann Hospitals, Think Neurology, and Tritus Wealth Management. A hearty thank you to all of our GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors who support Live Longhorn Athletics on GRHS iRadio.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late-inning rally? A game-winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late-night bus ride home after a hard-fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school, plus all those memories that are on the line, too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, back at the ballpark, waiting for the opening pitch in game number two. Rakes out on the field, getting things ready for the second half of this afternoon evening doubleheader. And again, back in the old days, we called this a twi-night doubleheader, one that starts in the afternoon and ends at night. Major League Baseball, of course, moved away from doubleheaders a long time ago. Wanted to have single games and single parking fees and single seat purchases. Nonetheless, this is the definition of a twi-night doubleheader. One change from game number one, the Longhorns will be the visiting team tonight, which means they'll bat first, and they'll do so with the same batting order as they posted in game number one. Batting first at third base, Jessica Johnston. Batting second in center field, Carlon Deese. Batting third in left field, Kate Dolan. Batting fourth, the catcher, Mariah Garner. Batting fifth, the designated player, Abby Bergeron. Batting sixth, second baseman, Macy Burks. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Abby Dominguez. Batting eighth is the shortstop, Ella Kalinko. And batting ninth is Cameron Radford, the right fielder. Zaria Turner will be on the mound. She's the flex player. As always, the starting lineup for the Lady Mustangs from Katie Taylor, just a little bit different from game one, not as far as the order, but as far as positioning on the field. Batting first is the pitcher, Kaylin Lerma. Batting second, the left fielder, Bethany Phan. Batting third, shortstop, Catherine Brunner. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Izzy Allen. Batting fifth, the designated player, Caitlin Wensler. Batting sixth, at third base, Sophia Ibanez. She was behind the plate in game number one. Batting seventh is the catcher, Alicia Shamrock, and she was not in the lineup in game one. Batting eighth is the right fielder, Tessa Woods. And batting ninth, second baseman, Kenna Irvin. The flex player is first baseman, McKenna Holloway. So it's Caitlin Lerma, Bethany Phan, and Catherine Brunner, 1-2-3. Izzy Allen, Caitlin Wensler, and Sophia Ibanez, 4-5-6. Alyssa Shamrock, and Tessa Woods, and Kenna Irvin. 7-8-9 for Billy Powell's Lady Mustangs. Thank you very much, Lady Mustangs from Taylor High School. Julian, a pretty crisp performance by the Longhorns after they got started a little bit. Zaria Turner was, except for one, unhittable in game one.
You're absolutely right, Mr. T, and The Lady Longhorns can really rely on Zaria Turner to carry them on her back, and that's exactly what she did in game one. She threw a complete game shutout, only allowing one hit. That came in the fifth inning. Really well hit ball up the middle. But other than that, she only allowed two base runners, one hit by pitch, one error. She was unhittable. She looked untouchable in that first game. And the Longhorns offense did just enough to get this game one victory.
Take another break here. When we come back, more from George Ranch High School. Longhorns win game one. Game two coming up in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Baseball Softball on GRHSI Radio.
All of us love sports, but not all sports are created equal. College sports have big budgets, dedicated alumni networks, and corporate sponsorships. Professional sports have even deeper pockets. Millionaire owners, lucrative TV and radio deals, and merchandise sales. High school sports have you. Everyone agrees high school sports give us plenty of reasons to cheer. And now's a great time for us to give back. Supporting your hometown high school won't cost you much, but it will go a long way to ensuring the games we love the most are here to stay. Texas high school sports. They're good for our kids, good for our community, and best of all, they're good for you.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHSI Radio. We win at the ranch.
Back at the ballpark, Julian, we will see the exact same batting order for George Ranch and the same positions on the field. A little bit of a change for the Lady Mustangs, but not much. Same players on the field. Kaylin Lerma will be on the mound in game two, and we'll see Alyssa Shirock behind the plate instead of Sophia Ibanez. She'll be at third base.
Yeah, a couple small changes for the Lady Mustangs. They were in that last ball game pretty much the entire game, only within three runs. And it was really a couple defensive miscues that allowed the Lady Longhorns to score. That first run came on an error, and then the second and third run was that two RBI double from Mariah Garner. But just before that, there was a error in right center field to allow Mariah Garner to come up.
Billy Powell out with his lineup. At home plate, now here comes Emily Witt. She'll deliver hers to the umpires, and they'll exchange them among the head coaches. All the Longhorns in a circle by first base. A little last-minute instructions and discussion there before we get to game number two. And you're right, as far as the score of the game, the Lady Mustangs were within three runs. Within one after the second inning, and then within three after the third. But when you look at the scorebook, they just had trouble getting on base and only lodged one hit against Zaria Turner.
Yeah, Zaria Turner was really dominant. And we'll look to see if she could do it once again here in the second game. Lady Longhorns away this time. They will bat first and play like an away team. Lady Mustangs home team, and tomorrow, if the Lady Mustangs do end up winning, we will travel to Katy to, I believe, Taylor High School, where we'll have the rubber match of this three-game series.
Yeah, it's slated for a 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. first pitch. Our broadcast will start at 9:45, but don't want to look ahead to that. I'd like the Lady Longhorns to win game two. Everybody can sleep in tomorrow, and we look forward to facing either Jersey Village or Houston Lamar next week in the area round play.
Coaches exchanging last couple of words. And it looks like we'll be able to play ball here shortly.
Jessica Johnston already in the on-deck circle, or near it, certainly. And we're waiting for the Lady Mustangs to take the field. And here they come.
All right, so we are ready to play ball here in game two of this three-game set between the Katie Taylor Lady Mustangs and the George Ranch Lady Longhorns.
Another right-hander on the mound for the Lady Mustangs. This time it's Kaylin Lerma. She replaces Hughes on the mound in game two.
Longer windup for Lerma. Looks like she takes a couple steps before firing off her pitch.
Throwing to a new battery mate in game number two, Alyssa Shirock is back behind the plate.
And Johnston coming up now. We are ready to play ball here.
Wind continues to blow from the south-southeast across the center field and then right field fence and on to the baseball diamond and out to left field. Seems to be as strong, if not stronger, than it was in game one. It's blowing 13 to 15 miles an hour, maybe gusting just a little bit higher on occasion. Certainly right there in game number two.
All right, first pitch to Johnston, just high and away, and that's how we start off this game two, ball one. Kaylin Lerma on the mound. We saw her at third base in the first game. 1-0 pitch, swung on, popped up right side. Foul territory, will drift foul. Wind has really picked up. I don't know if you people at home can pick it up on the mics, but it's definitely blowing harder and maybe more towards home plate even here as we start game two.
Yeah, now gusting 16 to 18 miles an hour. It was 84 at the beginning of game number one. Temp has dropped down to 79. Wind has picked up by 2-3 miles an hour.
Very good day for some softball and also baseball. 1-1 pitch, high for ball two. Longhorns baseball traveling to Elkins to take on the Knights in their last game of the 26A district season. 2-1 pitch, swung on, lifted center field. Center fielder under it, that's Izzy Allen, to retire Johnston for the first out of the ballgame.
Carlin Dees up to the plate. Carlin 2-for-3. She doubled, came around to score on Mariah Garner's 2-RBI double, and then singled and was left stranded in the fifth.
First pitch to Dees. Swung on, little blooper center field, and Allen comes on to make the catch. Two up, two down to start the top of the first for the Lady Longhorns.
That's how we started game one. There weren't a whole lot of pitches thrown by either pitcher in the first inning. Seven by Zaria Turner and only 11 by Ariana Hughes in the first inning.
First pitch in there for a strike to Dolan. It's 0-1. One pitch up and tight to Dolan. It's 1-1. One pitch to Dolan, swung on and hit foul down the line.
Izzy Allen out in center field, figuring in both outs early on.
Here's the 1-2 pitch, just high, and it's 2-2.
Kate, 1-for-2 in game number one, was also hit by a pitch in the first inning.
Here's a 2-2 pitch, swung on, ground ball, shortstop. Brenner throws to first in time for the third out. 1-2-3, go the Longhorns. We go to the bottom of the first, scoreless.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics on GRHSI Radio is brought to you all season long by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our GRHS Maroon and Black ABC sponsors are the Broughton Investment Firm, Greg Harris Insurance, and Mission Digital. The George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club Diamond sponsors are Audra O'Neill, Team Realtors, Christina's Tax Services, Clark Condon Landscape Architectures, Coldwell Banker, Shane Light Realtor, Customized Pest and Wildlife, Garrett and Boyd Orthodontics, NRL Mortgage, Kelly Rifle, Beth Wolf Real Estate, Memorial Hermann Hospitals, Think Neurology, and Tritus Wealth Management. A hearty thank you to all of our GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors who support Live Longhorns Athletics on GRHS iRadio.
Welcome back to the ballpark. Lady Longhorns take their position on the field for the first time in game two. We're in the bottom of the first innings. The teams have switched top and bottom parts of the inning. Lady Longhorns led off, sent three players up to the plate. All three are out. We move to the bottom of the first. Kaylin Lerma, Bethany Fan, and Catherine Brunner will face Zaria Turner.
Turner looking to get seven more innings of work. She worked a complete game last game. Complete game shutout, looking to replicate that and do the same. And get this win and move on to the second round of the UIL state playoffs. Kaylin Lerma leading things off. First pitch in there for a strike. Good pitch there from Turner, and it's 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled off, and it's 0-2.
Ahead of the first hitter early. Zaria Turner is famous for that. Been doing it all season long. And in game one, she was ahead of most of the Lady Mustang hitters.
0-2 pitch from Turner. Just outside. And it's 1-2. Zone might change a bit from the last game with the new home plate umpire. Both umpires switched. And here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled off again.
I agree. So both the pitchers will have to get used to that, and the hitters will have to get used to what kind of strike zone this umpire has as we work through game two.
Here's the 1-2 pitch from Turner. Swung on and drilled right center field. It gets bounces off the wall. Throw in is not in time. Leadoff double for Kaylin Lerma. And the Lady Mustangs are in business.
picked a spot in right center field. Neither Dees nor Radford could get to it. Hits the base of the wall, and leadoff hitter is on.
So that scratches off what we had 5 innings into the game last time. First pitch, bunted. Johnston on it, throw to first in time for the out. Sacrifice bunt moves Lerma over to third.
Nice bunt, a nice field play by the Longhorns rotating around. The 5-4 put out of Bethany Fan on the sack and Brunner at the plate.
First pitch to Brenner, swung on and drilled down the line. It's fair. That'll score a run. Brenner moving up to second. She will be safe with no throw. RBI double for Kate Brenner, and the Lady Mustangs are all over Zariah Turner here early.
Turner brought that one inside, but not enough, and Brenner turned on it and hit it down the third baseline. Lady Mustangs lead 1-0.
Brings up Izzy Allen. Here's the first pitch to Allen. Swung on, popped up, foul. Mustangs already have a one here, one out in to the top of the first. A one pitch from Turner. Swung on, popped up. Redford moving on it. She will make the grab for the second out. Runner tags. Big turn. And she will get back to third safely.
That catch by Radford out in right field carried her across the line into foul territory. She made the grab and then the tag by Brunner and around to third base with two outs.
Brings up Caitlin Wantzler. First pitch, popped up, foul. Turner comes set, 0-1 pitch, swung on, fouled, back to the screen. That one caught one of the cameras.
Got a couple GoPro cameras hanging on the fence right behind home plate.
0-2 pitch from Turner. Just outside to Wantzler, and it's 1-2.
And there's the first difference in the two umpires. That would have been a called third strike with umpire number one.
1-2 pitch from Turner. Swung on, popped up, and foul.
For the first time this afternoon and tonight, the Longhorns find themselves behind the Lady Mustangs. It's 1-0 in game number two.
Seems like Turner has lost a tick on her fastball and has really been hanging some of those off-speed. This one also fouled back to the screen. And this is a great at-bat from the five-hole, Caitlin Wantzler.
That one had some pep on it again and a good cut by the hitter. Still 1-2.
1-2 pitch from Turner. On the outside. Just outside. I thought that was a strike three call, but it looks like he motioned for it just to be a little bit outside, and it's 2-2. Two-two pitch. Another foul ball. One and a bat here from Wentzler.
Pitch number 8 coming up to Caitlin Wentzler. Zaria Turner wanting to close out the bottom of the first.
Here's a 2-2 pitch. On the outside corner, delayed strike three, but it's strike three nonetheless. Lady Mustangs score a run on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the top of the second inning. Mustangs out ahead, 1-0.
All of us love sports, but not all sports are created equal. College sports have big budgets, dedicated alumni networks, and corporate sponsorships. Professional sports have even deeper pockets. Millionaire owners, lucrative TV and radio deals, and merchandise sales. High school sports have you. Everyone agrees high school sports give us plenty of reasons to cheer. And now's a great time for us to give back. Supporting your hometown high school won't cost you much, but it will go a long way to ensuring the games we love the most are here to stay. Texas high school sports. They're good for our kids, good for our community, and best of all, they're good for you.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
On to the top of the second we go. Mariah Garner, Abby Bergeron, Macy Burks due up for George Ranch.
Lady Longhorns went down 1-2-3 in the top of the first. Garner steps in after that two RBI double that really solidified this Lady Longhorns win over in the first game. First pitch in there for a strike to Garner, and it's a one. A one pitch, swung on, ground ball, it gets through. Leadoff single for Garner, and the Lady Longhorns potentially could have something working here in the second.
Mariah Garner, a nice seeing eye single between the third baseman and the shortstop. Longhorns got their first runner on and wanting to move her around so we can tie this one up. Lady Mustangs lead 1-0.
Pitch runner over at first. That looks like Blaine Bielitz.
She ran for Mariah in game one.
First pitch, swung on, lifted left field, and it will be caught by the left fielder Fan.
When that left the bat, it looked like it might go a little further than it did. Tracked down by Bethany Fan. One on, one out.
Macy Burks batting here with one out. Runner on first. Blaine Bielitz in courtesy of Mariah Garner. Here's the first pitch to Burks. Swung on and lined. It'll get down for a base hit.
Nice, solid stroke by Macy Burks. Second hit of the inning. George Ranch on the move with one out. Abby Dominguez at the plate. Abby 0-for-2. She was hit by a pitch, came around to score in the second inning, and then struck out and flew out to right field.
Dominguez steps in with a runner in scoring position. Here's the first pitch. Swung on, ground ball, left side. Shortstop goes to first. Possibly could have had the runner at second, but chose to go to one and just gets the only out. Runners move up on the play. So now second and third for Ella Kalenko.
You know, Brunner looked at second base, but the timing didn't seem right to go over there, so she kind of reset her throw and got to Dominguez at first.
First pitch, Kalenko lined out to right, but caught by the right fielder Woods. A little unfortunate there for Kalenko, and that retires the side. Longhorns get no runs on two hits, no errors, and two runners left in scoring position. We go to the bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Lady Mustangs.
It's been a trying year for parents. They've been confronted with countless challenges and have always risen to the occasion. If it isn't too much to ask, the 826,000 high school student athletes in Texas have one last request. Please
set an example.
Disorderly fan conduct at high school athletic events is on the rise. It increasingly involves parents. There's no question that parents are passionate. There's no question they care about their children. But at a time when we're all wound a little more tightly than usual, it's worth remembering this about Texas high school sports. Always be a good example. Stop unruly fan behavior before it starts.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Moving on to the bottom of the second inning, Sophia Ibanez, Alyssa Shirock, and Tessa Woods do up. They are the 6, 7, and 8 hitters in the Mustangs lineup here in game number 2.
Ibanez switching over from catcher to third base in this second game.
And taking her spot behind the plate is Shirock. She's due up next. And Tessa Woods was in right field in game number 1 and is out there in number 2.
Banya steps in to face Zariah Turner. Turner got lit up in the first, allowed a run, but 2 extra base hits for that run. First pitch, swung on and missed. Good pitch there on the outside corner, and it's a 1.
Couple doubles in the first inning, and a run scored for the Lady Mustangs.
A 1 pitch fouled off to the screen, and it's 0-2. Banya steps in. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Turner. Swung on and missed. Good outside breaking stuff there from Turner, and she gets Banya swinging.
Nice 0-2 pitch from Zaria Turner. Just showed it to Ibanez, and then it moved outside. She swung through it. Strikeout number 2 in game 2.
Brings up Alyssa Shirock. First pitch to her is in there for a strike. First at bat of the day for Shirock. She did not play in the first game. She's taking the reins of Sophia Ibanez behind the plate. First 0-1 pitch is high. Ibanez now at third with Lerma pitching for the Lady Mustangs.
Coach Kirby just left the press box. The lights are on here at George Ranch.
1-1 pitch in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Turner. She did not go around, and really close check swing there. It's now 2-2.
Umpire asked for help. Shot his right hand out to the umpire down the first baseline. Palms down. Now 2-2.
2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Second strikeout of the inning and second out of the inning for Turner. Back-to-back swinging strikeouts. And this now brings up Tessa Woods.
As Aria Turner did in game 1. That's 3 consecutive strikeouts over 2 innings.
First pitch to Woods, swung on and missed for the first strike. One pitch, swung on, ground ball right side. Burks fields it over to first in time for the third out. Lady Mustangs go down 1-2-3. We go to the top of the third inning with the Lady Mustangs out to a 1-0 lead.
It's springtime at the ranch, everybody. Live, George Ranch High School Athletics on GRHS iRadio is brought to you all season long by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors.
Our GRHS maroon and black ABC sponsors are the Broughton Investment Firm, Greg Harris Insurance, and Mission Digital. The George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club Diamond sponsors are Audra O'Neill Team Realtors, Christina's Tax Services, Clark Condon Landscape Architectures, Caldwell Banker Shane Light Realtor, Customized Pest and Wildlife, Garrett and Boyd Orthodontics, NRL Mortgage, Kelly Rifle, Beth Wolf Real Estate, Memorial Hermann Hospitals, Think Neurology, and Tritus Wealth Management. A hearty thank you to all of our GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors who support live Longhorn Athletics on GRHS iRadio.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett.
Back at the ballpark, top of the third inning, Cameron Radford, and then the top of the order, Jessica Johnston and Carlin Dees for George Ranch.
Radford drove in a run. Don't believe it goes down as an official RBI in the scorebook. First pitch to her, just low, and it's 1-0. She lifted a ball out to left that was misplayed by the left fielder Bethany Phan. And that allowed the first run of the ballgame to score. 1-0 pitch to Redford. Swung on. Flied out to center. Play is made by the center fielder Allen for the first out.
Izzy Allen playing kind of shaded over towards left field and in a little bit. She actually took that one over her shoulder, drifting to right center. Longhorns go to the top of the order. And Johnston.
Johnston flew out to Izzy Allen to start the ball game. First pitch, high for ball one. Allen has been really active in the field, has had 1, 2, 3 flyouts to her as we are in the third inning. 1-0 pitch, swung on, grounded, picked on two hops, throw to first in time. Johnston goes down 5-3. That was a pretty good play by the third baseman, Sophia Ibanez.
And she backhanded that one, made a nice pick on it, and had a lot of time to get it over to first base. Two outs now for George Ranch.
Brings up Carlon Dees. Here's the first pitch to the lefty. Swung on and missed. Big swing from Dees, but no connection, and it's a one. Dees digs in. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Lerma. Swung on line. Left center field. It splits the gap. Dees is on second base with ease. And no throw. She'll be in there standing. Two out double from Carlon Dees. And that brings up Kate Dolan with a chance to bring her in.
Once again, Dees goes the other way and hits it out into right center. Chugs into second base standing up. Dolan at the plate, looking to tie this one up.
Up next, number two, Kate Dolan.
First pitch to Dolan from Lerma. Swung on and lined in the left center field. It gets down, splits the gap. Dees will score. Dolan up to second. She'll be in there safely. And no throw. RBI double for Kate Dolan. And the Longhorns have tied things up at one.
Consecutive doubles in essentially the same spot into left center field. And the Longhorns tie things at one.
Brings up Mariah Garner. Same situation as Dolan. Hopefully she can do the same.
Mariah Garner.
All of this coming with two outs. The Longhorns leaning into a couple doubles.
First pitch to Garner, fouled off to the left side.
Kate Dolan's doubles actually hit a little bit harder into left center field since she's a right-handed batter. Dees kind of drifted hers in there.
A one pitch to Garner, fouled off, and it's 0-2. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Gardner. Swung on, lifted right field in foul territory. It will be foul. Drops foul. Woods could not get to it, and it remains 0-2.
Tessa Woods took off towards that one, but again, drifting towards the line and beyond the line and being pushed there by our 16 to 18 mile an hour wind gusts here at George Ranch. No chance to flag that one down.
0-2 pitch. Swung on line, right field. It will drop foul. Barely foul.
Julian,
that would have been another RBI double.
I was going to say, you and I both tried to put some English on that one. We both leaned towards the fair territory there, hoping that one dropped in. Just foul down the right field line.
Back-to-back foul balls for Gardner down that right field line. We'll do it again at 0-2. Here's the pitch. Swung on line down the left field line, but foul. Gardner has not taken a pitch. He swung at every pitch so far and has fouled off every single one of them.
Pitch number 6 coming up to the Longhorn catcher.
Gardner looking to drive in Dolan, who sits on second after her RBI double. Here's the pitch. Swung on and lined, but once again foul. She's hitting the ball hard, but just foul.
Mariah's posture at the plate, at least in this at-bat, is to show bunt and then pull the bat back, but she's been out in front of just about every one of the pitches.
Here's the pitch. This one is low in the dirt for ball one.
Good take there.
Good block behind the plate by Shirok.
RBI double by Kate Dolan. Brings in Carlin Dees, who also doubled.
1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. 4-3 out. Gardner goes down swinging after a great at-bat. But the Longhorns tie things at one thanks to two doubles from Carlin Dees and Kate Dolan. We go to the bottom of the third. Tied at one.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com, click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
Welcome back, everybody. We are heading towards the bottom of the third. The 9-1-2 hitters are up for the Lady Mustangs in the person of Kenna Irvin, Kaylin Lerma, and Bethany Pham.
Turner had a great bounce back inning in the second after giving up a run in the first. Two strikeouts, two dominant strikeouts, to say the least, and then a little routine ground ball to Burks to retire the side. Looking to do the same here, facing 9-1-2, Irvin, Lerma, and Fan. Throw down from Gardner, and we are set to start this bottom of the third.
Kenna Irvin 0-2 in game number one. She struck out and reached on an error by Abby Dominguez.
First pitch from is foul, barely down the left field line. So Irvin starts off in an 0-1 count. Soraya Turner out for her 10th inning of work. Overall, pitched the complete game in the first. 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed. 0-2.
As a reminder, the Longhorns are visitors in game number two, so they bat at the top of the inning. We're in the bottom of the third with the Mustangs.
0-2 pitch, swung on and fouled back to the screen. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Irvin. Just outside, it's 1-2.
That's what Jason Ford always talks about. He wants to see a pitch like that that's out of the zone. Maybe the batter will chase on that 0-2 selection.
1-2 pitch, swung on and fouled. Gardner had the chance to put it away for the third out, but slipped out of her glove, and it's still 1-2.
Have you ever had a chance to bat against a softball pitcher?
I have not.
I have not either. I've always wanted to.
1-2 pitch, swung on, fouled to the left side.
Obviously, shortened pitcher's plate to home plate, number one. Pitcher is on a flat surface instead of on a mound in baseball, so an even quicker decision-making process you have to make in a softball, plus the windup is different. But we'll have to do that sometime with Coach Witt and see if she'll let us take a few hacks.
Absolutely. 1-2 pitch just outside for ball two. Talking with some of my friends on playing baseball, they really also want to get some at-bats in against, especially Zariah. They've had some smack talk between the two. Both sports think that they're better. And hopefully we can get Coach Kubza and Coach Witt to plan a date for us to get a game in.
Yeah, that would be neat. I'd love to see those guys, especially in their high school days, get in there and see what they can do.
2-2 pitch, swung on and hammered down the right field line, but foul. Definitely have to broadcast that game whenever that takes place.
Would be good.
Two pitch, swung on, fouled off once again.
I think the women would win the encounter, number one, and certainly would win on the trash talk side, because guys are, fresh off a baseball diamond, and their swing is all configured to, seeing balls 60, 70 miles an hour or more.
2-2 pitch just outside for ball three.
Pitch number 12 coming up to Kenna Irving. Irvin.
Payoff pitch, swung on, fouled off again. I believe there would have to be a two-field factor where every three innings we would switch fields and switch rules. So baseball would pitch to softball and vice versa. Payoff pitch.
Okay, I see what you're talking about.
Grounded to first for the first out of the inning.
Yeah, these diamonds are close enough. Just every three innings, trot across the way and head into another diamond. New rules, new configuration.
One out here in the bottom of the third inning. First pitch, swung on and lined to right, and it is almost caught on the dive from Redford, but a one-out single for Kaylin Lerma.
I'll tell you what, Cameron Radford actually had that until she hit the ground, and then the ball and the ground, kind of jarred it loose.
Brings up Bethany Fant. Here's the first pitch to Fan. Is fouled off. Back to the screen. Corner infield in, protecting the bunt. Lerma is 2 for 2 after that single. Bethany Fan sacrifice bunt in the first. This one swung on and missed. Runner takes off for second, takes off for third. Now throw down to third, not in time. So a steal and a pass ball allows Lerma to get up to third. Did rule that a strike, though, as Fan did come around to swing.
So Lerma on third base. That one is outside 2-1 now to Fan.
Turner looks in, Fan steps in, and the 1-2 pitch from Zariah Turner. High for ball two. And it's 2-2 here on Turner. Turner looks in, comes set, here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, fouled off again.
Bethany Fan with that sack bunt moving along Lerma in the bottom of the first. And that ultimately produced the first run of the ball game. Longhorns tied it up in the top of the third.
2-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Huge strikeout of Bethany Fan for Turner, and now with two outs, some pressure is relieved.
Yeah, Longhorns kind of back off just a bit with the forced strikeout of the game by Zaria Turner.
Brings up Kate Brenner. Double and stranded at third. First pitch, swung on and missed. That was in the first, had that RBI double to score Lerma.
Big swing by Catherine Brenner there, and she came up empty.
0-1 pitch, swung on, popped up, right side, Radford on it, and makes the play up against the fence. What a play from the right fielder Radford, and that's the third out of the inning. Taylor cannot bring around that runner from third, and we go to the top of the fourth, still tied at one.
Are you worried how 2020 has impacted your teen's social development? We are too. Want to know what might help? Participating in the performing arts in high school. It's been hard being a teenager recently. Hard to cope, hard to keep up, hard not to feel like you're missing out. Everything's different, and nobody knows what's next. Encouraging your son or daughter to participate in performing arts can really help. Those are high school activities like band, orchestra, choir, theater, speech, and debate. They'll make new friends, develop confidence, and feel the satisfaction of being part of a team. Participation in the performing arts aren't a cure-all, and they certainly won't make the pandemic go away. But they will make the teenagers in your family feel like they're part of something special. This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
To the top of the fourth inning we go. Abby Bergeron, Macy Burks, Abby Dominguez due up for George Ranch.
Bergeron flew out to left to for the first out in that second inning. First pitch to Bergeron. Swung on, lined out to the shortstop, but Brenner makes the play, retiring Bergeron. brings up Macy Burke, singled and was stranded at second in the second.
Longhorns had something going. Mariah Garner singled in the second. Macy Burke singled, but then consecutive outs ended that uprising. Longhorns tied it in the third.
First pitch to Burks. Swung on and popped up right side. Woods on it. She'll make the grab for the second out.
Two pitches, two outs. In the top of the fourth, Abby Dominguez grounded out to Brenner, 6-3.
Oh for one, Dominguez is. First pitch to her, swung on, fouled back to the backstop. Oh, one pitch, swung on, grounded, foul.
Dominguez has worked herself into a hole now, 0-2. First two batters went out on the first pitch they saw. Dominguez is down 0-2.
0-2 pitch to Dominguez. Swung on, fouled back, and it's still 0-2.
Good level cut there. Just hit right back to the backstop.
O-2 pitch. Swung on, grounded, foul. O-2 on Dominguez with two outs here in the bottom top of the fourth. O-2 pitch. High and away for ball one. It's 1-2 now here on Dominguez. 1-2 pitch. Low and inside for ball two. It's now 2-2.
Good at bat here for Abby. Looking over every pitch.
2-2 pitch. Fouled off over the screen. And we'll do it again at 2-2. Dominguez steps back in. Two-two pitch. Swung on, line to third. Picked on a hop. Throw to first. In time for the third out. Hard contact, but no result for Dominguez as she goes down 5-3. Longhorns go down 1-2-3. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Still tied at ones.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics on GRHS iRadio is brought to you all season long by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our GRHS Maroon and Black ABC sponsors are the Broughton Investment Firm, Greg Harris Insurance, and Mission Digital. The George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club Diamond sponsors are Audra O'Neill Team Realtors, Christina's Tax Services, Clark Condon Landscape Architectures, Caldwell Banker Shane Light Realtor, Customized Pest and Wildlife, Garrett and Boyd Orthodontics, NRL Mortgage, Kelly Rifle, Beth Wolf Real Estate, Memorial Hermann Hospitals, Think Neurology, and Tritus Wealth Management. A hearty thank you to all of our GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors who support live Longhorn Athletics on GRHS iRadio.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thank you, Brett Dolan. Back at the ballpark, bottom of the fourth inning, Izzy Allen, Caitlin Wentzler, and Sophia Ibanez will face Zaria Turner with the score tied at one. Longhorns won game one, 3-0, and are tied here at one.
Allen flew out to right in her first at bat. Bottom of the third ended with style, with Cameron Radford making a play up against that right field in foul ground fence to end the inning. First pitch to Allen, just in there for a strike.
Izzy Allen not too excited about that one. Just spun on her heels and walked out of the batter's box, and now she's going to get herself back in there.
It's a one on Allen. She's been making a lot of plays in center field tonight. Has had a lot of action. 0-1 pitch. Swung on, popped up, foul, and it will stay foul. It's 0-2 on Allen as she leads off this bottom of the fourth. O2 pitch. Swung on, ground ball right side. Burks fields it, throw to first in time for the first out. Looked like an off-speed pitch there from Turner. And Allen just poked it right to Burks. Flip to first for the out.
Shortest throw on the diamond, and Macy Burks took care of that one. Caitlin Winsler struck out as the first strikeout victim in the bottom of the first, batting here in the fourth.
Winsler fouls one off to the right side. A 1 count on Winsler. She struck out looking in the first to end the first. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled off again. It's 0-2.
Again, Turner gets ahead of a hitter. Giving batters something to get their bat on, but not too good and not enough for them to drive.
0-2 pitch, swung on, popped up. Garner under it. She'll make the grab for the second out.
Sophia Ibanez at the plate. She's 0-for-1 with a strikeout to lead off the second.
Struck out to lead off the second. It's actually pinch hitter. This looks like Taylor Gray pinch hitting for Shirok.
Or
It is Ibanez. Not Shirok.
So Taylor Gray in the batter's box.
First pitch she sees is high for ball one. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. One pitch to Gray. Swung on and missed. It's 1-2.
And like we've seen from other batters, big cuts up there, but they are way behind those offerings from Turner. And now she's in a hole, 0-2.
1-2 pitch from Turner. Swung on and missed for strike three. Fifth strikeout on the night for Turner. And down go the Mustangs in order. We go to the top of the fifth inning, tied at one.
It's been a trying year for parents. They've been confronted with countless challenges and have always risen to the occasion. If it isn't too much to ask, the 826,000 high school student athletes in Texas have one last request.
Please set an example.
Disorderly fan conduct at high school athletic events is on the rise. It increasingly involves parents. There's no question that parents are passionate. There's no question they care about their children. But at a time when we're all wound a little more tightly than usual, it's worth remembering this about Texas high school sports. Always be a good example. Stop unruly fan behavior before it starts.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for hanging with us. This is game number two in the best of three series between the Lady Mustangs from Taylor High School and George Ranch. Lady Longhorns won game one, 3-0, are tied in this one as they hit in the top of the fifth. Ella Kalinko, Cameron Radford, Jessica Johnston, do up.
8-9-1 for the Lady Longhorns. If they can get a couple people on, they'll have Dees Dolan, who got both of the doubles in the top of the third to bring around their lone run. First pitch to Kalinko, lined to short and picked up. That'll be the first out, line out to start this fifth inning.
Second time in this game, check that, third time in this game, the leadoff hitter has picked on the first pitch and made an out, and that happened several times in game number one.
First pitch to Radford is low and away for ball one.
Cameron flew out to Izzy Allen in the third inning.
1-0 pitch. Swung on, lined up the middle. Picked up on a hop, but with the speed of Radford, no chance. Infield single for Radford with one out here in the fifth.
Second baseman had to go to her right to get that one. And there was just no way they were going to get Cameron Radford at first. One on, one out.
Johnston's 0-for-2, flew out to center and grounded out to the third baseman. She's up here with Radford on first. First pitch in there for a strike, and it's a one.
This is what you were talking about, flipping that order up to the leadoff hitter with somebody on base. Let's see what the Longhorns can do.
A one pitch, fly ball, high, deep center field. It is caught a couple feet in front of the wall for the second out.
Good knock of that one. Izzy Allen's been busy, as you pointed out. That's her 4th put out of the game, 5th put out of the game.
Brings up Carlon Dees. She doubled and scored the only run for the Lady Longhorns. First pitch, low and away for ball one. Took an outside breaking ball and just hammered it to left center field. That's exactly what you want to do from a lefty. Just keep hammering that left center field gap.
Kate Dolan followed that one up in pretty much the same spot and tied the ball game up.
1-0 pitch, swung on a miss. Radford is on second after that stolen base. So now a base hit easily should score Radford with her speed. And if these can find the gap, she can find herself on second base. Ideally, you want to switch spots if you're the batter. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on line on the left field line. It's fair. Radford will score. Dees going to second. Throw is not in time. It gets passed. Dees going to third. And she will be safe at third. She's going home. Throw is not in time. Inside the park, home run for Carlon Dees, and the Longhorns are up 3-1.
Well, at least a double and then some overthrows. But, boy, that's what you called for, wanting to change places with the runner on second base. She did just that, double down the left field line, and then Taylor was throwing the ball around, and Carlon came around. It's now 3-1.
I thought she was going to stay put at third after that ball was bobbled away from the pitcher, but she had the guts to go home, and she was barely in there safe under the tag from Chirac. It's now 3-1 Longhorns here in the top of the fifth. Kate Dolan up. First pitch to her. High and in. And it's 1-0.
Kate looked like she wanted to offer it that one and then kind of held the bat back. It's 1-0.
1-0 pitch. Swung on, popped up, right side, but foul. You know, Carlon took another low and away off-speed pitch and just served it out to left. This one more down the line, got all the way to the wall. She was on second with no throw. The throw to second, even though there shouldn't have been one, was way high. Got past everyone, and she was on third. And then after that, she just went home after the missed throw in from the right fielder.
Pretty close play at home, but she got in under the tag. Umpire right over the play. And the Longhorns lead by two.
1-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up, foul. Dolan in a 1-2 count. Looking to add more onto this inning after the Lady Longhorns have played a 2. 1-2 pitch. Low and inside. It's 2-2.
Zaria, check that. Carlin D's vision at the plate when is just so good, and she's always looking to go with the pitch, and she's done that several times.
2-2 pitch hit in the air out to left, but the wind will hold it in the ballpark. That retires the side, but not before the Lady Longhorns plate 2, thanks to a Carlon D's Little League inside the park homer. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Lady Longhorns up 3-1.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Back at the ballpark, bottom of the fifth inning, and the bottom three due up. Alyssa Schirach, Tessa Woods, and Kenna Irvin due up to face Zaria Turner. Now Zaria is working with a two-run lead. Longhorns lead 3-1, one game one, 3-0.
Yeah, Zaria Turner looking to do the same thing she did in the first game, go to full way, this time only allowing one run. But they'll take it after that two-run Little League inside the park homer from Carlon Dees gives the Longhorns a 3-1 lead. First pitch in there for a strike to Alyssa Schirach.
Schirach, yeah, go ahead.
She almost got Dees at the plate, but Dees barely went under her tag. A 1 pitch swung on and missed. It's 0-2.
Alyssa Schirach struck out swinging in the second inning, and now down 0-2 to Zaria Turner.
0-2 pitch. Swung on, fouled back to the screen, and it's 0-2.
Momentum swung definitely towards the Lady Longhorns in the top of the fifth. But break that tie and go ahead 3-1. Always makes a difference when you're pitching ahead like Turner is now.
0-2 pitch, swung on and missed for the first out of the inning. Schirach goes down swinging, and there's one out.
Strikeout number 6 for Zaria as we work here in the bottom of the fifth. She struck out 10 in game one.
Brings up Tessa Woods, 0-for-1 with a ground out to second. First pitch, swung on, first pitch taken for strike one. Turner winds up the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, popped up. shallow center field. Dee is calling for it, and she'll make the play for the second out of the inning.
Kenna Irvin saw 14 pitches in her at-bat in the third before grounding out to Abby Dominguez unassisted at first base.
Turner winds the pitch. First pitch is swung on and hit in the air in the infield. Burks calling for it, and she'll make the play to retire the side. Lady Mustangs go down 1-2-3. We go to the top of the sixth inning. Lady Longhorns up 3-1.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics on GRHSI Radio is brought to you all season long by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our GRHS Maroon and Black ABC sponsors are the Broughton Investment Firm, Greg Harris Insurance, and Mission Digital. The George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club Diamond sponsors are Audra O'Neill, Team Realtors, Christina's Tax Services, Clark Condon Landscape Architectures, Coldwell Banker, Shane Light Realtor, Customized Pest and Wildlife, Garrett and Boyd Orthodontics, NRL Mortgage, Kelly Rifle, Beth Wolf Real Estate, Memorial Hermann Hospitals, Think Neurology, and Tritus Wealth Management. A hearty thank you to all of our GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors who support Live Longhorns Athletics on GRHS iRadio.
All right, welcome back. We move to the top of the sixth inning. Mariah Garner, Abby Bergeron, Macy Burks do up for George Ranch. They lead 3-1.
Garner leading things off. She struck out last time after a really good at-bat, a lot of foul balls. Also singled in the second and was stranded at third. First pitch, swung on, drilled right center field. It is gone! Solo homer to lead off the top of the sixth inning for Mariah Garner, and the Longhorns extend their lead to 4-1.
Boy, she got all of that one, pushed it out to right center field. And over the wall out there, picks up an RBI in this game to go along with the two she got in game one. And that expands the lead now, 4-1.
What a swing from Garner. She picked on the first pitch and drilled it out to right center field. That one barely cleared the wall, but a homer is a homer, and it's now 4-1.
I was watching Izzy Allen on that one go back, and that ball just kept going and going, and her route to it changed a little bit, and she ran out of room.
First pitch to Bergeron is fouled off. George Ranch looking to win this ball game and move on to round two of the 6A playoffs, where they will face off against Houston Lamar or
Jersey Village. Yeah. Houston Lamar won last night 6-3, and two teams play again in about 45 minutes at 8 o'clock.
1-1 pitch to Bergeron, swung on and hit on the ground up the middle. Shortstop will make the play. What a stretch by the first baseman, and that's the first out of the inning.
Great play over at first. Nice Holloway. Stretch to grab that one.
Kind of Holloway with the stretch. Saved her shortstop Brenner of an error.
And I'm not really sure if she didn't have to dig that one out also.
Really good play either way.
Yeah.
Brings up Macy Burks. 1-for-2, single and fly out. First pitch, swung on, fouled. It's 0-1. A 1 pitch taken low for ball one. Lerma still on the mound here, bottom of the sixth inning. Has given up four, including a homer here in this inning to Mariah Garner. This one hit hard down the line, throw to first in time for the second out.
5-3 put out by Sophia Ibanez. She's had some good plays over at third base. She was behind the plate in game one and looking really good with the glove at third base here in the second game.
Brings up Abby Dominguez. 0-2, two groundouts, one to short, one to third. First pitch. Low one in for ball one. One oh pitch. Swung on, hit up the middle. It gets through for a two-out single. Abby Dominguez with her first hit of the day.
Comes in a good spot. Ella Kalinko at the plate. She's lined out twice, once to right, once to short. See if they can expand on this lead.
She's hit the ball hard today. Has been really unfortunate with some of the results. But all you got to ask for is to hit the ball hard. First pitch. Swung on and down the line, but foul. It's 0-1 on Kalinko. A 1 pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, shallow center field. Who will be on it? Right fielder Woods will make the grab for the final out of the inning, but not before Mariah Garner leads things off in this top of the sixth with a solo bomb to right center field. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Lady Longhorns up 4-1.
All of us love sports, but not all sports are created equal. College sports have big budgets, dedicated alumni networks, and corporate sponsorships. Professional sports have even deeper pockets. Millionaire owners, lucrative TV and radio deals, and merchandise sales. High school sports have you. Everyone agrees high school sports give us plenty of reasons to cheer. And now's a great time for us to give back. Supporting your hometown high school won't cost you much, but it will go a long way to ensuring the games we love the most are here to stay. Texas high school sports. They're good for our kids, good for our community, and best of all, they're good for you.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
We move to the bottom of the sixth inning. Longhorns lead 4-1. Top of the order for the Lady Mustangs, Kaylin Lerma, Bethany Fan, and Catherine Brenner.
Soraya Turner needs six outs to move on to the second round of the playoffs. Lady Longhorns will have one more at bat to try to extend that four to one lead. And Katie Taylor will have two at bats to try to come back from at least three. Kaylin Lerma, the pitcher, will step up and lead off this sixth inning. She's 2-for-2, double, and a single. Came around to score the lone run of the game for the Mustangs. First pitch, the low for ball one. One oh pitch from Turner. Swung on and lined to left, but Dolan is under it for the first out.
Kate Dola, nice work out there in left field. Couple steps to her right and caught it on the line. Two pitches and one out in the bottom of the sixth.
Mustangs had a little taste of their own medicine there. Hard hit ball, but just a routine line out. And there's one out here in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch to Bethany Fan in there for a strike. It's 0-1.
Bethany had the sack bunt in the first, struck out in the third, batting in the sixth.
0-1 pitch from Turner. Swung on, popped up. Might stay in play, but it goes foul.
So you've been keeping up with the NFL draft?
Absolutely. I love what the Texans did yesterday.
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson, two of the top three players of the draft, and it's definitely best way to rebuild. First, 0-2 pitch to Fan. High and away, it's now 1-2.
And the Texans got them with picks number 2 and 3 overall and really set the tone.
Yeah, that trade up 4-3 was amazing. This pitch, line down the right field line, but foul off the fence. It's 1-2 on Bethany Fan. She's 0-for-1 with a sacrifice bunt and a strikeout.
Texans with a new coach, D'Amico Ryans, taking the reins this year. And with those picks, let's see if the Texans can kind of get themselves righted a little bit.
This one fouled off. It remains 1-2. Look to see if the Texans have found their franchise quarterback in C.J. Stroud. There was a lot of questions about him regarding the second pick to the Texans. Also questions about Will Anderson, but the Texans got him both. 1-2 pitch, grounded to second. Burks, it takes a rough hop on Burks, and Fan is on with an E4.
I don't know what happened out there. That ball was right up on Macy Burks before it took kind of a odd hop and got past her. So one on and one out. Brenner at the plate. She doubled and was stranded in the first. Flew out to Cameron Radford in foul territory in the third.
Update from Minute Maid. Astros have just tied things at one after Jeremy Pena solo bomb. It's 1-1 in the bottom of the first. This one fouled off. It's 0-1 on Kate Brunner.
Things getting a little darker out behind first base and the first base dugout. Hopefully we can get this second game over with and everybody go home.
0-1 pitch. Fouled off to the right side again. Wind is picking up. Definitely feels like a stormy night. We have some rain in the area coming directly towards us. So we'll hope this game finishes up here quickly. But we're in the bottom of the sixth, so only an inning and a half to go. Hopefully we can get this out of the way before any rain rains on us. This one fouled off. It's still 0-2. So if the rain does come and the game has to be suspended, will the game be called at 4-1 because we're already past 4 and a half?
That's going to be up to the umpires, and we'll see what happens and see how lengthy the delay might be. Might be something they would want to pick up tomorrow and finish. No telling.
0-2 pitch, fouled off, and we'll do it again. Definitely don't want to have to pick this one up tomorrow. We'll be at Taylor no matter what, even if this game does get suspended. Turner wants to get through this quickly. Kate Brenner at the plate. 0-2 pitch. Swung on and lifted. Left field, it's deep. Dolan back at the wall, and it is gone. A two-run homer for Kate Brenner. And the Lady Mustangs are within one. What a swing from Brenner on that 1-2 pitch. Lifted it out and over the left field wall.
All three RBIs coming off the bat of Kate Brenner. This home run and then a double in the first inning.
All right, well, the bases are clear now, and the Lady Mustangs are within one run. It's now a 4-3 ball game, and that Mariah Garner homer now looks so much more impactful. Brings up Izzy Allen. Check down to first, and no swing is the call. A It's 1-0 here on Izzy Allen. 0-2 tonight. Fly out and a ground out. This one fouled off to the screen. Turner looks for the sign. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, popped up. Foul territory. Radford will make the play for the third, for the second out. What a play from Radford, ranging in from deep right field to make the play by the Longhorns dugout.
Second one she's made in foul territory, heading towards that retaining fence down the right field line. And that's a big one, retiring Izzy Allen. Caitlin Wensler at the plate. She's 0 for 2. Struck out in the first and popped up to Mariah Garner in the fourth.
First pitch spoiled off to the screen. It's 0-1. You definitely get the feel in the air that a storm is brewing here in Richmond, Texas. Winds have picked up. Air has cooling. It's 1-1 here on Wensler. One pitch from Turner. Swung on and missed. Turner one out, one strike away from getting out of this inning. One-two pitch from Turner. Swung on and missed. Turner gets the strikeout to end the inning, her seventh of the ball game. We go to the top of the seventh. Longhorns barely up 4-3.
All of us love sports, but not all sports are created equal. College sports have big budgets, dedicated alumni networks, and corporate sponsorships. Professional sports have even deeper pockets. Millionaire owners, lucrative TV and radio deals, and merchandise sales. High school sports have you. Everyone agrees high school sports give us plenty of reasons to cheer. And now's a great time for us to give back. Supporting your hometown high school won't cost you much, but it will go a long way to ensuring the games we love the most are here to stay. Texas high school sports. They're good for our kids, good for our community, and best of all, they're good for you.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, back at the ballpark, top of the seventh inning. Longhorns will send Cameron Radford, Jessica Johnston, Carlin Dees to the plate. Our pitcher from game one, Ariana Hughes, is now back on the mound for the Lady Mustangs.
So that means that Sophia Ibanez is now behind the plate, and starting pitcher for this game, Kaylin Lerma, moves over to third. Cameron Radford leading things off, 1-for-2, singled in the fifth and scored, and flew out in the third. First pitch to Radford, swung on and chopped to first, picked up on a hop, and Radford is out.
Top of the order we go to Jessica Johnston, 0-for-3. Pop out and a fly out to center field. And that in between those two, a 5-3 put out by Ibanez.
Hasn't really hit the ball hard. She flew out to medium to deep center field last time out. This one swung on and missed.
Trying to get one back in a hurry there. Big swing by Jessica. Comes up empty.
Got the 0-1 pitch here from Hughes. In there for a strike. It's 0-2.
Come on, Blue. Don't help her.
0-2 pitch to Johnston. Outside for ball one. One-two pitch from Hughes. Swung on and missed for out number two. Johnston goes down swinging. She chased a high fastball there, and there's two outs.
Carlin Tease, a good night here in game two. Two doubles, two runs scored, an RBI, and a flyout to Izzy Allen in center.
She's really seeing the ball well. Took both of those doubles the opposite way. Two off-speed pitches away to her, and she just drove it right where it came from. This one fouled off, and it's a one. Wouldn't say drove it right where it came from, but drove it to where the pitch was located. Take that outside pitch the other way. That's exactly what she did, and she got rewarded for it. Hughes, the pitch, low and away for ball one. 1-1 count here on D's here in the top of the seventh inning. Longhorns three outs away from moving on here in the playoffs. Looking for some insurance runs. 1-1 pitch, fouled off, and it's 1-2.
The Longhorns in game one off of Ariana Hughes got three runs and nine hits.
One-two pitch from Hughes. Up and tight, and it's 2-2. Two outs here in the top of the seventh inning. Longhorns up 4-3. Looking for some insurance runs for Zariah Turner to close things out. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and driven the other way, but this will go foul. Carlon looking to keep this inning alive, trying to get on after Radford and Jessica Johnston both got out. Johnston via the strikeout, and Radford grounded out to first baseman. This one just outside.
Wow.
And it is now full. That was a very close pitch. We've seen that pitch gone either way. Might be the first or second time that pitch has gone as a ball. Payoff pitch from Hughes. Inside for ball four. Carlon Dees is on. And that run means a lot because that would be some really nice insurance runs for Turner.
Kate Dolan at the plate. She doubled home a run in inning number three. And that double is sandwiched in between a ground out and a fly out.
Pitch from Hughes. Low and in. Dees takes a big lead. Faint over to first. It's 1-0. Pitch in there for a strike. It's 1-1.
Kate's double followed Carlin Dees' double in the third inning.
That tied the game at that point. This one high. Dees takes off, throw down the second. Not in time. Dees in there under the slide. And the Longhorns now have a runner on second base with two outs. Lady Mustang's manager out to have a discussion with the second base umpire.
I'm sure his position is the ball definitely beat Dees to second base. So what did you see and where wasn't the tag that caused you to call her safe?
Looks like the throw did beat Deese, but she might have gone under the tag. Call is upheld, and that's a stolen base for Carlon Deese.
Good hitter's pitch coming up for Kate, looking at a 2-1 pitch.
A runner on second is so important here late on in the game. Getting that insurance run could be crucial. 2-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled off. It's 2-2. Count, two outs. Carlon Deese at second after she walked and stole second base. Kate Dolan up, looking to provide some insurance runs. The 2-2 pitch, line, left field. It's high and deep. It's off the wall. One run scores. Dolan in the second with an RBI double.
Boy, do the Longhorns need that. That insurance run is going to be big. Pushes the lead 5-3, and up strides Mariah Garner. All she did last time was hit a solo homer.
I thought that ball off the bat of Dolan was gone, but the wind definitely kept that in. But nonetheless, RBI double definitely so crucial for the Lady Longhorns. They now lead 5-3.
Couple RBIs for Kate this evening.
First pitch to Garner outside for ball one. If Garner can drive in Dolan, a three-run lead is so much bigger than a two-run lead, especially when you're down to your last at-bat. Two-out magic for the Lady Longhorns. Have them up 5-3. The 1-0 pitch outside to Garner, and it's 2-0.
Ariana Hughes gets her sign from the dugout and then looks at a wristband that these pitchers have to see what the selection is.
2-0 pitch, fouled off to the screen, and it's 2-1. Pitch outside to Garner, and it's 3-1.
I don't think Hughes wants to put one anywhere close to Mariah Garner. Doesn't want her to lift one into the outfield.
Here's a 3-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled. It's 3-2.
Mariah had to fight that one off. It was kind of high and inside and just got enough bat on it to send it over toward the Longhorn dugout on the first base side.
Huge pitch coming from Hughes.
And Kate will be moving on this one.
The pitch on the inside corner for strike three. That could have gone either way. Garner goes down looking. And we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Longhorns up 5-3, looking for three outs for the win.
Are you worried how 2020 has impacted your teen's social development? We are too. Want to know what might help? Participating in the performing arts in high school. It's been hard being a teenager recently. Hard to cope, hard to keep up, hard not to feel like you're missing out. Everything's different and nobody knows what's next. Encouraging your son or daughter to participate in performing arts can really help. Those are high school activities like band, orchestra, choir, theater, speech, and debate. They'll make new friends, develop confidence, and feel the satisfaction of being part of a team. Participation in the performing arts aren't a cure-all, and they certainly won't make the pandemic go away, but they will make the teenagers in your family feel like they're part of something special. This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
Back at the ballpark, Longhorns trying to put this one away in game two. They won game one, 3-0, lead this one 5-3. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Taylor Lady Mustangs will send Sophia Ibanez, Alyssa Chirac, and Tessa Woods to the plate to face Zaria Turner.
Three outs away from becoming bi-district champions for the second straight year.
Move on to the area round that must be completed next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. UIL has everything compartmentalized like that, and there's no rainouts, and there's no this or no that. If play is not completed, they'll complete it with coin flips or what have you to move winners along to the next stage of the playoffs.
Zaria Turner will face 6-7-8 here to try to close things out. Sophia Ibanez leading things off in the seventh. First pitch fouled off to the screen.
Definitely up there hacking. Sophia Ibanez 0-2, two strikeouts, one in the second, one in the fourth.
Lady Mustangs need two runs to stay alive here in the bottom of the seventh. 0-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled off again.
And again, Turner ahead of a lot of these hitters, and especially the leadoff hitters in an inning. Really good about doing that and gets these guys to knock them back to the screen or chase some balls, working 0-2 against Ibanez.
0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Longhorns two outs away now. Eighth strikeout of the night for Zaria Turner. And there's one out here in the seventh. Brings up Ariana Hughes. Pinch hitting for... Actually, not pinch hitting. She came in for Chirac. First pitch. Call the strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1.
Chirac had struck out a couple times. First time we've seen Hughes in the batter's box.
0-1 pitch in there for a strike, and there's two strikes.
So much easier to pitch when you're ahead like this, and you got a lot of momentum. The crowd's with you here, and coming into this inning with the run.
0-2 pitch swung on and missed, and the Lady Longhorns are one out away from becoming bi-district champions.
They'll move ahead if they close this one out to the area round, play the winner of Jersey Village and Houston Lamar. That second game is going on right now.
This one, ground ball, left side, and the Lady Longhorns are bi-district champions for the second straight year in a row. Zaria Turner closes it out. The Lady Longhorns take this one 5-3. We'll take it to a commercial break and recap things when we get back.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics on GRHS iRadio is brought to you all season long by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our GRHS Maroon and Black ABC sponsors are the Broughton Investment Firm, Greg Harris Insurance, and Mission Digital. The George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club Diamond sponsors are Audra O'Neill Team Realtors, Christina's Tax Services, Clark Condon Landscape Architectures, Caldwell Banker Shane Light Realtor, Customized Pest and Wildlife, Garrett and Boyd Orthodontics, NRL Mortgage, Kelly Rifle, Beth Wolf Real Estate, Memorial Hermann Hospitals, Think Neurology, and Tritus Wealth Management. A hearty thank you to all of our GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors who support live Longhorn Athletics on GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at the ballpark, Lady Longhorns bi-district champs as they win both games against the Lady Mustangs, 3-0 in game one and 5-3 here in the nightcap. Zaria Turner, 10 strikeouts and just one hit in game one. Comes back with 9 strikeouts in game two. Gave up 4 hits. Won a home run in the sixth that kind of got everybody clenching for a little bit. But the Longhorns came out in the bottom of the seventh and shut him down on the strength of two more strikeouts by Turner to give her nine for the nightcap.
Soraya Turner, 14 innings of work today, 19 strikeouts over those four innings, three earned runs, one home run. But overall, a great performance for Soraya Turner, and the Lady Longhorns can go off celebrating tonight as they don't have to worry about waking up early in the morning tomorrow. And they move on to face Jersey Village or Houston Lamar. We'll get the scores of that and report it sometime next week.
Nobody's happier about not waking up tomorrow morning than
I am
either. So congratulations to them. They're all celebrating over by the first base dugout. We'll close things out here. My thanks to Julian Munoz. I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight on GRHSI Radio. Watch Twitter for the team feed or our feed and find out about the area round next week. So long, everybody.